Hi, it's Phil Henry, and welcome to episode 170 of the Classic Podcast here for our BSPs. And this is another Ted Bell from August of 2004, although we're going to be joining Ted here not from the restaurant, but from his daughter's tennis tournament. Didn't know he had a daughter, did you? Neither did I. Well, I did, but I forgot. Anyway, Ted's at his daughter's tennis tournament, and it is there that he's going to be talking with us about his philosophy on immigration. His philosophy on who should be kept in and who should be kept out. And as far as Ted's concerned, all of them should be kept out except for those who might serve him as butlers and wranglers. It's Ted Bell, episode 170 of the Classic Podcast.
Hi, everybody, come down here to Ted's Beverly Hills. We've got a great weekend dinner for you. I'm in the middle of my daughter's tennis tournament, so pardon me if I'm speaking too softly. Come to my restaurant, please.
Ted Bell joins us on the Phil Henry Show. Are you serious? You're at your daughter's tennis game, huh?
I actually am, Phil. She is in the junior finals for our local... one of the local tennis organizations here, which has worked with the kids here for a long time, California Youth Sports, and she's doing a great job here. And I'm sorry to be on your program to talk to you about these things tonight, but I also do want to see my daughter. But I want to talk to you about illegal immigration in the state and in the country because it's a very serious thing.
Well, you've been talking with Jack Armbruster with the State Planning Commission on illegal immigration, and that. You have some solutions for it, is what you basically said. I don't know if anybody has the one solution.
Well, we do need a viable solution to illegal immigration, but we have millions of American families that do rely on, to some extent, illegal immigration.
Well, give me an example of what you're talking about. You're not talking about farm workers, are you?
No, that question doesn't concern me. What does concern me is, for instance, we have two women who come to clean our home twice a week. They do an 8,500-square-foot home, and that includes folding laundry and preparing some of our lunches. And they provide this service for about $150, $175 a week. You hire an American, it's going to cost you three times that amount.
Understood, but that job at least is being done by an American.
But if you separate the sentimentality from your argument, you have to understand that because of the income that I make, because we need our home managed. See, I guess what most people don't understand, whereas most of your listeners probably take care of their own homes, our home is big enough whereby we need it managed. We have a gal who lives with us. She does the grocery shopping. She collects our mail. She answers the house phone. She can pick up our dry cleaning. If you hired an American, might be a $50,000, $60,000 a year job. This older gal we have, she is from the Mexico areas, and we pay her $300 a week. The other factor is that you are doing a world of good for these people because they're living like royalty up here.
But the fact that they are illegal, Ted, the fact that they're unmonitored, the fact that they're unchecked, that they're undocumented, they are here without the knowledge of immigration, right? During these times of fears of terrorism is very dangerous.
Well, you're talking about terrorism, and I understand those concerns. I'm not saying let all the illegals in.
Well, then what is your stand?
Well, my stand is that we allow in a quota of domestic and household workers, people who traditionally work for families like mine, cleaning, shopping, home maintenance, gardening, childcare, cooking, and so forth. What we need, so it becomes a little easier to understand for the average person, we need to spell it out in some kind of a rider to the Immigration Act. If your household income, okay, is above a certain level, you can access a prescribed number of illegal immigrants for domestic work. Families like mine who need nannies, we need drivers, we need laundry done.
Your home is that large and involved? In that,
well, my income allows my wife to not have to work. She's involved in a number of social groups. I guess I'm getting way over the heads of a lot of your listeners when I talk about this. My wife, because of my income, doesn't have to work, and she has time to involve herself with her girlfriends and the things that they do. And so we need at least two nannies for our youngest. We also need someone to cook and, of course, housekeeping and cleaning. I hope the women listening to your show get what I'm saying. If my wife is getting a spa treatment or she is at a luncheon for one of our charity groups here in Beverly Hills and she's having a beauty treatment and so forth, we need these Mexicans to fill in and do the jobs.
But the fact of the matter is, Ted, that it is still an illegal group.
But it's not a large group. Most American families can't afford and don't even know what it is I'm talking about. I will tell you this. If we go ahead with some of the proposed legislation to inhibit illegal immigration, you're going to cause a great many families who rely on this workforce for maid service and gardening, and these things can cause a terrible hardship. But we're talking about the needs of families like mine for private chefs, butler services, valets and drivers, nannies, maids, and ladies-in-waiting.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, and we're talking about the need that some families of a higher income may have to still have illegal immigrants coming here, whether they be for... Most of this is domestic, correct, Ted?
Most of it is domestic work, absolutely. It is the need of, as I said, in fact, all of it is domestic work.
But they're still illegal, and you have a lot of Americans who are going to have to suffer the cost of police services, Americans who are going to have to suffer perhaps the cost of whatever social supports these illegal immigrants need. And the reason why we're living in the country is for you and your family.
We have a need for these people. Do you understand that my family, we employ butlers, we have a driver. This is very hard to explain to the average American. And because the average American doesn't have a butler and they don't have a driver, they don't have a valet, or we have a guy that goes and picks our laundry up. We have a woman who cooks our meals. We have gardeners, certainly. We have a nanny who takes care of Kimberly, who is our youngest. We have, certainly, as I mentioned, a maid and a lady-in-waiting for my wife. These are necessary for a large house. We rely upon going down to a lot of parking lots here in the Beverly Hills area to hire a lot of these people.
Why not go for the legal, as you say, butler or valet? Why can't you...
It's difficult to explain. You're going to get an American. They have a lot of attitude. They
cost a lot of money, too, don't they?
Well, it's not the money. It's not the money. I can afford to hire an American worker. What I'm looking for is quality of work.
And so you're saying that an illegal Mexican immigrant is a better quality worker when it comes to... Give me one of these jobs again.
Well, for instance, I have a guy who is... we have a butler who helps us during parties. He's from Mexico, and he is respectful. He is a very nice gentleman. He has a sense of humor. Yes, you're right. He doesn't work for a lot of money. But if I hire an American, he's going to talk back. He's going to give opinions that I don't want to hear. He's going to talk to me as if, you know, as if I'm his equal or something. I mean, I'm his employer. I'm not his equal. Again, if you stop illegal immigration, you are going to be hurting irreparably families that need butlers.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills on the subject of illegal immigration. You're working with Jack Armbruster with the State Planning Commission so that there is a quota of illegal immigrants allowed into the country. Is that correct, Ted?
That is correct, yeah.
A quota allowed into the country for families such as your own, high-income families who need the services of maids and valets. Correct?
That is correct, absolutely, Bill. And if we can, and again, it's a difficult sell because you have to sell this to the average American as well who doesn't understand, and they're a little bit... a lot of them are jealous of you because you have money, you know. But if I can convince the average American that it's something that they don't really get, and just to take my word for it, I think we can have something that is going to be finally a workable immigration solution.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Here is Carla. Carla, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to respond to the caller. I would like to say, I don't think that we're envious of his lifestyle. I think that, it's wonderful that he can afford all that and that his wife doesn't have to work. But when I was sitting there listening to him, my first thought was, if he does have that income, living in Beverly Hills, he has money for all the staff, then he has the money to pay for legal people and to take out their taxes.
Absolutely. I won't disagree with you, ma'am.
I totally agree that we need to do something with the immigration problem, and you know, somebody with that income can handle the taxes.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not worried about the taxes, Carla. What I'm worried about more than anything else you get a quality of worker from Mexico who is deferential and respectful. When you are giving a party for some, let's say, 150 people who are intimates from the independent film industry, because I'm very active in it, and you have an American bartender or butler who is lipping back and acting as if you and he go golfing together, I don't know if you can grasp this, but it really tightens my jaw. It makes me want to swing on him.
My husband and I own property in Jamaica.
Okay, there you go. The blacks down there are great.
It's the same thing with Jamaica, but that's a problem we have in the United States, and I think that what we need to do is address that problem.
Are you saying, Ted, that the American worker is not a this kind of worker?
Yeah, the domestic worker.
All right, is not a deferential.
No, you get like Carla knows in Jamaica. You get these. Well, I don't know about the Jamaicans, Carla. I hear that they are. I've never thought the Jamaican was very deferential. Do you find that to be the case?
The ones in the work in the hotel and the industry. The ones that realize how important tourism there is to their economy. Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
But I just, until we can begin to train the American domestic worker to act accordingly, this is going to be a hardship on those of us who need nannies and butlers. Like I said, we've got a butler now. He's great. I can tell him to go get me a drink. I don't have to say please, and I don't have to ask him to sit out and drink with me either. So it's wonderful.
And help him get his green card. Help him be legal.
You know what? That is not my job. That's his job.
Well, wait. That's his job?
Well, what do you want me to do? I can't help him get a green card.
Well, a lot of times they don't know the process to go through to do it.
Well, I got a lot to do.
All right, Carla, thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills joins us. The illegal immigration problem in this country is in large part because of the fact that so many of them come here as domestic workers for wealthy families. Mr. Bell is a wealthy American who believes that he should still be allowed to keep his illegal Mexican workers. He hires some as butlers. I think he said butler services, maids, nannies, ladies-in-waiting, and valets. And he does not want to have to part with them. He says the Mexican worker is more deferential. As a domestic, they are more respectful. Americans, quote, lip back and certainly work for a lot more money. Should we allow wealthy American families to access illegal immigrants even while we keep the rest of the illegals out? 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell is the owner, by the way, of Ted's of Beverly Hills. They are not paying for this airtime tonight. Ted is an independent businessman on my program this evening. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Going straight to the hot place. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm talking with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. I know you're in the middle of your daughter's tennis match there, Ted, at the Junior Club in Beverly Hills, but I do want to continue our discussion here of illegal immigration. You are in favor of a bill introduced that would allow a limited quota of illegals who work for, well, how do you put it, high-income families?
I feel like, can I just put a plug in for my daughter, Amber, who just went in straight sets over this young this black kid. She's a very talented kid, but Amber just won her. We're very proud of her. I want to say this. First of all, I have nothing against hiring American labor for the things that I need. People to cook and clean the toilets or this kind of thing. The problem is the Mexican is more thorough. They clean better. They'll do jobs that Americans refuse to do because Americans, we've been soft. We've gotten soft. We won't get in and scrub a toilet out the way a Mexican will do it, and I don't mean to demean them.
Well, it's a pretty demeaning job, isn't it?
But the fact of the matter is, Phil, they're living better than they ever would live in Mexico. The number two thing that I want you to remember is I cannot afford, technically, I can't afford the process it would take to get these people green cards. We have a lot of high-tech security on our property because while I love employing the Mexican, they do steal. And so we have to have surveillance cameras, and that costs. And I cannot put that revenue into helping these people get green cards as long as I have to be wary of the fact that they're stealing from me. Now, that's not as bad. We had Jamaicans. A few years ago, I had a Jamaican butler, and I had a Jamaican woman who scrubbed out the scrubbed out a toilet for me. And boy, they stole. Oh, you've never seen people steal the way Jamaicans do. But the Mexicans are pretty good. But I still have to keep in the security equipment.
If you hired Americans, would you need security equipment?
I think you would. Yeah, it's unfortunate, but some people search their whole lives trying to find out what they're good at and what they're meant to do. The Mexican knows.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about domestic help, illegal domestic help. Here is Judith. Go ahead, Judith. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Thank you.
Yes.
Sir, I just have a couple of comments, and I'm trying to comprehend your point of view.
Yes.
But you have such a condescending attitude, one, towards the average working American. If you're so into Mexicans getting to do your toilet or to go run your groceries or watch your kids because you don't have the time because your wife is having her face done, why don't you just get a legal Mexican, one that has the green card? Why are you breaking the law just to pamper yourself?
Well, no, because the legal Mexican, they get snapped up immediately by the racetracks. They do a lot of farm work. Those ones immediately go up to the fields. The ones that have the green card are up in the onion fields right now picking lettuce or whatever they do. I don't mean to be condescending to the average American worker. I'm simply saying
condescending. You don't like blacks, Jamaican
no,
blacks,
ma'am, that,
sure,
I,
because you say they steal from you.
I didn't say blacks. I said Jamaicans. I didn't say blacks.
Okay, well, whatever. You're very nationalistic.
Well, ma'am,
but you have issues, though, sir. And if you're rearing your child to be like you, oh, my goodness, if we all don't make money and clean toilets well, then we're not good people.
Well, ma'am, I'm not trying to be condescending. My daughter Amber is going to have the best of everything. Right now, she's kicking hell out of this little Chinese gal.
You've already said the little black girl she won from, and now it's the little Chinese girl. You have issues with people of color, and you have issues with people that don't have a Beverly Hills 90210.
No, I most certainly do not. I'm just saying I have a need for a certain kind of worker. For instance, I imagine
you have a need for some. And then wait, the best
Can I ask you where do you live?
The best thing you said was you don't say thank you to people. Oh my goodness, is that what you're rearing your child to do? Not to say thank you for anything.
Can I tell you, Judith? I once hired a gal from the Van Nuys area to clean our home, and you know what? She left mold on the tub grout. The Mexicans would never do that.
The tub is that dirty, and your wife are dirty people.
Judith,
you never go to the toilet, and you don't clean up after yourself.
Judith, the fact is, I have worked my entire life.
I'm praying for you tonight.
I have worked my entire life. Not to have to do these things.
You have other people working for you.
Well, I don't know if you understand what it is to have someone cleaning your home for you.
I've had people clean my home. Thank you very much. And I can clean my home just as well as anybody else.
Then why would you have somebody else do it?
Gotcha.
How do you like me now?
It's true. I don't
have
a 1,000 square foot home.
That's right. Try cleaning one of those by yourself. That's why we hire the very industrious Mexican from the Guadalajara area.
A police person is listening so they can do a sweep at your house.
Well, Judith, let me tell you what. I bet you if your family actually hired a Mexican to clean your house, I bet you, well, dear, if you ever cleaned your house, they'd probably never recognize it.
All right, look, I don't know what we're talking about here.
Because I'm talking about butlers, and the only thing she knows about a butler, she thinks a butler is a sex act. I believe that's what you and your husband are into.
Okay, this is not helping at all.
I'm not condescending to anybody. I work for a living. My name's Ted Bell. I own a steakhouse. Okay? I may be a sad little man, but at least I've got a clean toilet, okay? Look, I don't have to go outside to go to the bathroom. Thank you.
All right, okay. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to take a break and let everyone kind of calm down because what we have here is an extremely emotional issue about immigration. And we're talking with a gentleman by the name of Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, who is good. Why are we playing the commercial now, bud?
We have to. It's time for his commercial.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on.
Hey, my daughter is winning in straight sets over this little Chinese girl. I just want you all to know to come down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. And we've got a nice backhand there. Look at that. Now to the net. Beautiful, Amber. Beautiful.
We want to put our meat in your...
Don't ever interrupt me when I'm talking again.
We had to do the commercial.
I don't care. Ted Bell with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills on illegal immigration. Should we allow a quota of illegal immigrants to continue into this country working for wealthy people such as Mr. Bell who need butlers? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Pull your head out of your ass. Plug into the world.
And now more on The Phil Henry Show.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Hey everybody, Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Just want to tell you my daughter Amber Bell has advanced to the junior finals of the Southern California Junior Tennis Championships tonight at Beverly Hills Tennis Club. Very proud of her from Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Phil Henry with Ted Bell. Thank you, Ted, for being with us. And I know your restaurant is certainly sponsoring part of this hour, but I do have to ask you the hard questions.
Well, that goes two ways. Remember that I'm paying for this airtime, and I want to be heard on the immigration issue, Phil. And it's most important that I let people know. I am not trying to condescend to the average American worker, and I'm not trying to say that Americans don't work hard. I'm simply saying that those of us who have income have a serious need for people to open and close car doors for us, this kind of thing. It's something that comes with the territory. I need to have someone there who can lay my clothes out for me. And many of us do not. That's another great. I can't help but glowing for my daughter. She just aced another serve. But unless you've had your clothes laid out for you, you don't understand the need that a lot of us have, because I attend a lot of social events.
So you want to still have your illegal workers, but no others?
Well, for families...
People of your income get to have your... You say... I'm trying to look at the list of services that you sent to the state. Ladies-in-waiting, maids, nannies, drivers, valets, and butlers.
That is correct, yes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Dorothy is on the air on The Phil Henry Show with Ted Bell. Go ahead, Dorothy.
Well, hello there.
Yes, Dorothy.
You're a man I pity. You're totally uncivilized.
Oh, look at that. My daughter just aged another serve.
Oh, yes. Well, you've got to see them all. You're
pompous, whatever that meant.
You're arrogant. And I think
I'm rich.
That, you are...
And I'm rich.
Well,
and because of that, you don't like me.
I gathered that.
No, because
you didn't leave that
you have,
to anyone's
look,
imagination.
I'm
and
Ted
because
Bell.
You are, you're not able to pick out your own clothes. You have the money to have somebody do it for you.
No,
and
no,
that
I'm
is
busy. I'm too busy to get my own underwear out of the drawer.
I'm sure. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm sure we're never going to meet because I happen to be a Christian, and someone like yourself is never going to get there. Your attitude towards other people...
I'm never going to get to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania?
No, you're never going to get
there. I don't understand.
No, wouldn't understand.
I'm not trying to say that I'm better than you. I'm simply
saying...
Yeah,
I know you think you're better than me.
I should allow...
But that's by your own measurement.
Why don't I get to have a Mexican?
I have been in the company of people far more important, more polite, as well as being important, and that really care about... people. You only care about people that you can use and that have as much or more money.
I think you've got the
yourself.
Wrong impression of me.
No.
My name's Ted Bell. I have one of the top steakhouses
in
Beverly Hills.
Yeah, well,
Dorothy, with all due respect, when the volcano hit your home in Pompeii, you would have hired the Mexican to clean it up.
Is that a crack about how old she is?
We both lucky we don't live in Pompeii.
Yeah, but you were there. You saw the volcano go, and I'm just saying, if the Mexicans were there...
What are you doing? You're making a crack about her age?
I've also spent a lot of time in Mexico, and let me tell you,
We vacation there every year.
I have met people
Las
as
Ventanas.
Wealthy or far wealthier than you are, and they all had manners.
Dorothy, I have manners, but I'm talking about the immigration problem here.
You put on...
Have you ever had your clothes laid out for you?
Yes, I have.
You have. Then you should know what I'm talking about. You know what you're talking about, sir.
You know what I'm saying, when the maid comes in, pulls that large pair of underwear out,
lays it on the bed.
Uh-huh.
These are the things that, for me...
You know what? I heard all that.
I have to jump in.
I called. I don't need... If they were so important... And so on and so forth, you wouldn't have to keep repeating it and repeating it.
No, I'm having to repeat it because no one understands what I'm talking about.
No, that's right,
because you're
in a totally different stratosphere that is totally of your making.
Are you a maid or have you ever had a maid?
Have I?
Do you know what a butler is? Of course you do. A butler, what are you laughing at?
You.
You know something, Dorothy? I pity you because you think a butler is a kind of underwear.
You don't have no idea what I need.
I have to go.
I'll tell you what you need.
What you need
dances in Beverly Hills and wears a little, you know, it has no shirt on. That's what you need. Look, I bet you use the bidet as a water fountain. I'm kidding, of course.
You're kidding, but you have a
bidet as a
humor,
water fountain.
Sir.
Well, I'm just...
All right.
Yes, you're just,
Dorothy,
you do.
Thank you very much, Dorothy. I got to run.
Phil, there's no point in talking to a lot of these people. They don't want to hear the truth. And the truth is, yes, I'm wealthier than them. Yes, I need to have someone who lays my underwear out. Yes, all of these things. Does that mean I should be hated? No. Yes, my daughter's a great tennis player. And yes, my wife has spa treatments. I still need what I need. But
the average taxpayer's got to pick up the cost of you getting an illegal Mexican, and still you say you have to pay for security equipment.
Well, that's just it. I still have to. What I'd like is some kind of a tax write-off for these security cameras I have to purchase to make sure they don't steal.
So you want to hire illegal Mexican immigrants and then get security equipment to make sure they're not stealing and have that tax exempt?
Yes, exactly.
1-800-449-8686. George, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, I'm almost laughing too hard to talk. This guy can't for real. I mean...
You know what? Because I have certain business needs, sir, doesn't mean it's far beyond your experience, okay?
Listen, don't talk to me about experience. I'm 63 years old, man.
Okay, so you've lived about 30 years longer than me.
Two Mexican people with Mexican people for 31 years. I had good friends from Mexico.
Then you know they make good butlers.
Listen to me. I lived in Arizona for over 51 years.
Well, look at that backhand.
Will you listen to this man and not watch your daughter's backhand?
We had aliens come up over the border. They call them wetbacks if you didn't know that.
I'm not familiar with the term.
Take residence in the migrant camps along with their kids. And guess who had to pay?
What's this got to do with me?
To go to school.
What's this got to do with me?
The tax.
The man's saying that the taxpayer has to pay.
Why doesn't your wife get off her duff and do a little work around the house?
Excuse me, sir, but my wife is married to a wealthy man. She doesn't have to. Now she has cocktails and spa treatments and everything.
Some good to come down to earth and not act like you're so far above everybody that you don't know what life is.
Look at George. You're the kind of guy I used to hire to wrangle my thoroughbreds for me. Okay, so just stick to what you know. My wife is a woman.
Well, this is why people have got to. I don't know you.
Well, sir, if you did know me, you'd be sleeping in a bunkhouse anyway. But at least you'd be making a little bit more than you're making now. And I can tell you that...
This is why people are having a hard time with you, Ted. You're condescending to people.
Well, he said that my wife ought to get up off of her big fat ass and do work. Let me just say, Phil, I'm sorry that his wife has to clean grease traps in restaurants. Mine doesn't. That's the big difference. I'm Ted Bell.
Is that it?
It appears he's hung up. Yes, sir.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, everybody, remember, my wife doesn't have to clean grease traps in restaurants. Yours does. I'm Ted Bell. Ow! Watch where you put that pot.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your...
We want to put our meat in your beep? I would assume that the other word would be beeped. Anyway, that's Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills on his solution to the immigration problem. Keep them all out, except the ones he needs, as butlers and wranglers.